project management is not something you should be doing if you're a flipper. You should either hire somebody who has that experience, who can do what, I don't care what system you use, go ahead and do whatever system you need to. They should be focusing on raising more money, finding more deals. And if they're doing turnkey flips, how do I sell more houses to clients and how do I find investors? So that's kind of the way that I teach it. I don't think that, you know, because it's going to just take forever. I mean, you have to learn then everything about construction, every single little nitty gritty thing to manage these projects. So instead, if you build your team in the right way, which starts with a property management company, then a project manager and all that kind of stuff on the ground, you don't have to get into the whole project management side of things and having those softwares and blueprints and timelines and all that kind of stuff.
Mic check.
I'm good.
Mic check.
You can read about success all day long, but if you don't put in the work, the mindset, execution, and the hustle behind your vision, it just remains a dream.
When everything goes wrong, you have to take all the responsibility.
We uncover what high-level entrepreneurs, business owners do to rise up from hustling daily.
So do what you feel passionate about. Take chances.
The world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
Join me as I share with you actionable tips to help you grow your business, learn skills, and help you level up in your self-development journey.
Your number one spot for business and personal growth is the Online Hustlers Podcast with your host, Esteban Andrade. Every day I'm hustling.
For this mentorship that you had, was it like a local thing here in Miami? Like you had
virtual? No, the mentorship was all virtual. I mean, everything I'm doing is virtual. I really don't do anything in person. So even the mentorship I had was people all around the country, even a lot of Canadians. I was advertising to a lot of Canadians because I have like lenders that lend from Canada to America. And
You like that?
Yeah, a ton of people. I even had a webinar too where I had a bunch of people come in. And I did it just like a Canadian real estate investing webinar in the US and had a bunch of people that were Canadians looking to invest here and just like had all these questions. And I'm like, it's not that difficult. Just here's a couple lenders that you could work with to get financing and, you know, follow this exact strategy to go and choose the team, choose the market. And yeah, people are pretty successful.
Don't you feel like whenever you're trying to sell something to a Canadian, I've had this experience, they're a little bit more cheap.
Because they're paying a 20% premium. Yeah, 25% premium. Yeah.
They definitely have to pay a 20% premium, but they usually want to like more, like ask more than usual. Like, I think Americans, yeah, not as much, depending on like the culture or where they're from, but I had to deal with a lot of Canadians and they were like hard closes. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, just being
they
able are, to like.
They were, yeah, they were really hard. They were really hard to close. And they just want all this free information. And then you tell them it's going to be a couple thousand dollars American or whatever. We actually just matched the price. So I think it was like, let's just say it was $10,000 to sign up for the mentorship. I think we made it $10,000 Canadian. We didn't even like charge them $12,000 or $13,000 or whatever the cost would be.
Yeah.
We just kept the price the same. And yeah, it was extremely hard to close them. And I think it's a mentality thing. A lot of people in America are always trying to get ahead and get better and stuff like that. And then, you know, in Canada, it all seems like they're all just kind of like, yeah, we're good. Like, we don't need to. Or they don't believe that you can actually invest in America. I mean, it makes sense too. I don't know what kind of ads you were running, but for us, it was like people just didn't believe that they could invest in America from Canada, no matter what I try to tell them. So they didn't believe me.
Yeah, it was more like, oh, does this really work? Is this like something that, I mean, Canadian prices are different, you know? And, I don't know. And then I was like, man, marketing is marketing. You're going to make marketing work. Actually, like, if you think about it, in Canada, you cannot really like pull list and cold call just as easy as here. Like, you have to use direct mail or online marketing to bring in the houses that you want. So what else do you want? What options do you have? You have so many options, then let's go about it, right? So it's still like, I had a few flippers work with few flippers in Canada and wholesalers too. But another thing was like the thinking long-term mindset. That's why I asked you about that. How you handle it. But man, that's great. So you're coming into the system, you're able to plug in your basically your client acquisition, which is your home acquisition, being able to have a way to build out a team for them or with them. Is that right?
Yep. Like, with them.
Is this going to be like in-house American people that are going to be selling on these homes, negotiating, or like, how do you put that together? Like, you recommend to do virtual assistants, things like that.
Yeah. So all the people that we connect our Flip System students with or clients with is my actual team at Martell Turnkey. So they've been around the block, they've analyzed, they've looked at a ton of deals before. They know exactly what they're doing and how to analyze these deals. And Martell Turnkey is all American team. We don't have any VAs or virtual assistants or anything like that. The wholesaling company we have is completely virtual assistants. But when people come sign up for Flip System, it's all Americans that they're getting for the coaching, the investors we connect them with, and then also the acquisition team.
So you would share the like your actual closers, the people that would close the deals. Okay.
Yes.
That's a no-brainer offer, honestly.
Yeah.
What about this system in order to, I know that managing flips, man, it can get really hectic and really, really like just finicky. And yeah. I've met different people that they utilize, for example, ClickUp to be able to like manage the flips and being able to stay organized, blah, blah, blah. And there's different other softwares, but like you build your own in-house, like what are you guys using?
Yeah. So for project management within the CRM, we have a couple of different fields that kind of track the progress of the construction, the amount of money that has been sent out for the construction project. So it tracks, does project management very lightly because we rely so heavily on, like, the people who sign up for our Flip System are not directly managing the contractors, which is what people really need to get away from. You know, managing project management is not something you should be doing if you're a flipper. You should either hire somebody who has that experience who can do what, I don't care what system you use, go ahead and do whatever system you need to. They should be focusing on raising more money, finding more deals. And if they're doing turnkey flips, how do I sell more houses to clients and how do I find investors? So that's kind of the way that I teach it. I don't think that, you know, because it's going to just take forever. I mean, you have to learn then everything about construction, every single little nitty gritty thing to manage these projects. So instead, if you build your team in the right way, which starts with a property management company, then a project manager and all that kind of stuff on the ground, you don't have to get into the whole project management side of things and having those softwares and blueprints and timelines and all that kind of stuff, because that just gets, you know, enormous.
No, huge. I think that this will be more of a hands-off approach if you actually do that and focus on the revenue generating activities, like you mentioned. So revenue generating activities would be, so we raise capital. Are you guys making people raise capital through like personal connections? You guys give them your own connections, social media?
Both. We're teaching them how to do it and we're also giving them some connections. So what we did is we actually went to, we have about 650 investors with Martell Turnkey. We actually went, shot them an email, shot them a phone call, got on the phone with a lot of them and said, hey, we're starting this Flip System thing. You've been an investor with us in the past. These people are using our same system, our same tools on the ground. They have exactly the same software and stuff like that as we do. Would you be okay with us connecting you with those people that have signed up for our system? They're going to be doing deals in the Midwest, very similar numbers to the deals that you've lent us money or partnered with us on. Would you be okay with that? And now we have a big Rolodex of investors that we're actually connecting our students with. So we'll actually do a personal connection with one of our investors that has lent us money in the past, and our students can then use those investors to fund their flips or BRRRs or whatever kind of deals they're doing.
Love that. What type of people would you look for to work with? Like, this would be executives that want a side hustle, already investors that want to do this full time.
Yeah, it's not really full time people. It's mostly people that have a full time job. They've always wanted to get into real estate and they've always wanted to flip houses. So they didn't really want to buy rental properties. They didn't really want to do the, you know, apartment buildings. They maybe have, you know, $15,000 to $50,000 or $100,000 saved up. So they have a little bit of money saved up. they want to do fix and flips, but they don't have the time to do it. They don't have the connections, and they don't want to waste their time analyzing deals for 8 hours a day. So that's the people that we are talking to mostly, is full-time employees that are looking to flip houses that need a system and need a bunch of tools and people connections to get the ball rolling.
This is huge, man. Now, for the last thing, I know we got only 2 minutes into this podcast, and we'll have an in-person one. So how would you make sure that they actually get paid? How are they going to sell this turnkey property? Still, like, bringing them to a realtor that will work it out, or like do their own marketing?
A couple of different ways. One option is to sell them, right? The other option is to always refinance. So for every single deal that they do, we're making sure that they're okay if they have to refinance it as a last resort, right? So we never want them to lose money. So, hey, if you have to refinance and you split the profits with your investor, are you cool with that? Cool. Then you should definitely do this deal, right? So that's the kind of deals that my acquisition team is putting into their system. Now, how do they sell them? We show them how to go and build their sales funnel, how to build a website if they need to. We show them how we first started, how we found our first clients. There's also a bunch of websites they can list their houses on. Without being a real estate broker, they can list them on an MLS using like brokerlist.com. There's a bunch of other websites you can pay $100 to list a house on the MLS. That's a good way to get clients. We also show them how to do some, you know, networking and scraping on bigger pockets to find investors, Facebook groups. And there's also a bunch of other websites like Roofstock, where people can literally go list their property for sale. You pay $1,500, $2,000 as a fee for Roofstock to go and sell your house, which is a no-brainer as well if you're first getting started. So you don't need that whole entire sales process figured out when you just get started. You just need to get the house, be okay with refinancing it. You'll try to sell it for a month or two. If you can't sell it, cool, refinance it, pull the money out, and go to the next one.
Sweet. So you're selling it to a lot of retail buyers at the end of, like, your end buyer would be that. With a lot of international buyers buying like these turnkeys?
Not really, because the international buyers look for like a way higher return. They look for, they don't really care as much about the neighborhood, which is what I tend to notice. They really just care about the ROIs and cap rate. Most of them buying cash, so it's mostly just the cap rates they care about. And when we sell these houses, normally for Martel Turnkey, we're at like a 7 or 8% cap. And most of these out of country investors, international, want like, you know, 9 or 10% cap. They don't care if it's in the rough area. They just want the high returns.
Yeah, got it. Well, man, thank you so much for this podcast. For everyone that listened to this, got some value. Please give us a review on this podcast. We'll have a second episode in person where we dive deeper into this, maybe show us a couple of things that he does with his system, and we learn more about the flip system. Where can people actually find you, my man? And how can people know more about your stuff?
Yeah, of course. Best way to reach out to me is on my Instagram, which is my last name and my first name. So Martel Antoine. You can feel free to message me there. I try to get through all my messages and stuff like that. So feel free to hit me up there. And then if you're interested in turnkey rentals, we can definitely help you out. We have a bunch of inventory, martelturnkey.com. If you'd like to learn more about Flip System, want to get on the call, we can show you how that works. Flipsystem.com.
Okay, so you got flipsystem.com. That's awesome.
Yep.
There you go. That's such an easy name. I even just said it, man. Like,
dude, you literally said it. I know. That's why it was crazy. People are going to think you planned that. But.
And it's an easy searchable name. So flipsystem.com. Sweet, man. Exactly. All right. Cool, thank you so much for being in this podcast. Have a good one.
Talk soon.